Hey, I'm Robert Wells. The Chicago Bulls did a great job in the play-in tournament last week. The Bulls are the first team in NBA history to win as a 10th seed in the play-in tournament when the Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors in Toronto, Canada. What's up to our northern neighbors? What's up? God bless Canada! Yes, and I'm proud of the Bulls because they fought hard in their last game against the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat are facing the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Yes, I want the Milwaukee Bucks to beat the Miami Heat for beating my Chicago Bulls. Yeah, that's what I want. But the Heat took game one against the Bucks because Giannis hurt his back. The Heat could shock the world by winning a series against the Bucks. It can happen. Anything can happen. And honestly, I didn't think the Bulls could have beaten the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round of the playoffs. I didn't see it coming or see it happening if the Bulls won last Friday against the Miami Heat. The Milwaukee Bucks are a different team in the playoffs. When healthy, they're a different team. It could be the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals, or the NBA Finals could be like March Madness of the NCAA basketball tournament this year with all the upsets. We shall see. Anything can happen. Back to the Chicago Bulls. Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vucevic, Patrick Williams, Alex Caruso, Patrick Beverley, Derrick Jones, and Kobe White balled out in the play-in tournament and throughout the season. But like I said before, I'm proud of the Chicago Bulls. I'm proud of them. I think the Bulls should re-sign guard Patrick Beverley in the offseason. I think they should. Like I said before, Beverley's tenacity is contagious in a good way when the Bulls signed him a few months ago. Yeah. That's how good he is. And the Bulls should also bring back centers Nikola Vucevic and Andre Drummond. The Bulls must bring back Vucevic. They must bring him back. Why? He's our starting center, and I think the Bulls will find a way to bring him back to Chicago. I really do. And for Andre Drummond, with more minutes for Drummond off the bench, he can do some good damage, some more damage for the Bulls next season. And the Bulls should sign and pay Kobe White, too. The Bulls should not let him walk in free agency, or they will regret it. Pay the man. Pay him. But thank you to the Chicago Bulls. It was a good season. I'm expecting good things in the 2023-24 season. Go Bulls! In Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox will have their hands full against the best team in Major League Baseball today and this weekend, the Tampa Bay Rays. The White Sox will need to bring their A game against the Rays. They must. Get it done, Southsiders. Go White Sox! And the Cubs are playing right now against the LA Dodgers at home. Take no prisoners. Go Cubs! The Chicago Red Stars soccer team plays tomorrow on Saturday, April 22nd against OL Reign. If you listen to Cross Sports, we support women in sports and in life all the time. We show the ladies love. And show the ladies some love, everyone. Show them love because they deserve it. I'm a fan of women's soccer. I've been saying that on Cross Sports. I've been saying that for over 12 years now. And go Chicago Red Stars. In the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts signed a massive extension of 5 years, $255 million, $179.3 million guaranteed. Brother got paid. He got the bag, and rightfully so. My good friend Bill here agrees with me because he wanted the Bears to draft him years ago. But Bill is very happy that the Bears drafted Justin Fields. That could be the same type of deal for Bears quarterback Justin Fields next year. It can happen. I believe Justin Fields will have a breakout year for the Bears in 2023 in the season, and he will get paid. I see that happening. And finally, the 2023 NFL draft is less than a week away, and I can't wait. Next week, I'm going to do a special of the 2023 NFL draft, 2 or 3 days of the draft. Next week, Cross Sports will not be on our regular time at 4 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Times will vary. Any given moment, Cross Sports will post videos about the 2023 NFL draft. So subscribe and turn on your notification to get our latest videos. Yeah, subscribe and turn it on. I'll talk about the top draft picks that stood out to me, and of course, the Chicago Bears draft picks too, because I'm a Bears fan. So look out for that next week. It's going to be fun. Wah! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. And leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. Holla at your man. What's good? You got something to say? Say it. Leave a comment down below, but keep it clean. Mm-hmm. Keep it clean. If there's something that you want me to talk about next time, let me know and I'll talk about it. Ain't no thing but some barbecue stains. Ain't no thing but some chicken wings. Ain't no thing or some other food. And we'll do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. Thank you all for watching and listening. Talk to you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.